Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He will be at Helium Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 10. As always, get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Joe Matarese.
Never gets old.
Man, I know how much you like it. You're the only comic who gets Echo. I just want you to know.
I hope
I mean, there are two, three comics on the air with us every week, but you're the only one who gets that.
Paulie Shore, he doesn't get Echo. He gets reverse Echo. We flatten the sound for him. We bring in soundboards.
And lower the microphone.
Lower the mic. You really want to upset a comedian or a radio guy? Give him a low mic. Oh, it's the worst. I'm like, why am I lower than you guys? Huh? What are you talking about? Sound great.
How you been?
I've been good.
Yeah?
I've been good.
All right, now, you're still living up in New York?
Still there.
Yeah, yeah.
Still there.
All right. But you moved out of the slum and into the better part of town, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We should just do the same interview every time I come.
I just want to make sure.
We'll do a great best of Joe. We come in, we talk about New Rochelle and Dick Van Dyke, and then we leave. Every time I come here.
You know, I know how much you depend on your wife's income, so I figured maybe she's doing better. You moved again.
No. She's doing good, though. All right.
But wait a second. You came down here, grabbed your kid, and you came down here for the Eagles parade?
I did. Not only that, I came down here to watch the Super Bowl.
All right.
Then went back to New York.
All right.
As many Philadelphians, I'm sure you can relate with trying to pick the perfect place where you were going to watch that Super
Bowl.
You know. My friends ended up gutting a little, whatever.
Sounds like something that can't be said on the radio.
No. End up gutting their warehouse where they they piped and draped this room, and next thing you know, it looked like we were in Vegas the Super Bowl.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, we had the green and the big screens and they even smoked it out. It looked like a cool place. This was a classic moment because my parents didn't come to that Super Bowl party, and I'm like tearing up, and the Eagles, when I see that ball hit the ground, I see that, Brady unsuccessfully throws a Hail Mary.
Right.
I am like, I'm looking for people to hug. I'm an overly passionate Italian man. I'm like,
are you a weeper?
I can weep. I can definitely weep, but I'm on, antidepressants, so the weeping's very minimum now. I'm dead inside.
Yeah.
I don't get that Indian litter long tear. It's just one drop. And my wife will go, "You didn't cry." I go, "I was crying." And she'll go, no, you weren't. That wasn't a cry.
What makes you, because I'm a weeper, I'll admit it. These guys will tell you. I start talking about something that's near and dear to me, and next thing you know, I'm tearing up. Right? I mean, I'll tear up at there used to be a McDonald's commercial where there was like this old retired guy who got a job in the McDonald's, and I would watch it and just like, oh my God. So come on, what is yours?
Well, I'll give you the stand-up version and then the real life version.
Okay.
The stand-up version, which I probably will do this bit this weekend, was when I was dating, like, it was hard for me to rent movies because I would tear up on the date, and sometimes the girls would just know that's not a good movie for you. I'd be like, come on, Rudy, and let's see Rudy. She's like, you've seen that, you cry every time, we're not doing Rudy. I'm like, all right, Field of Dreams is a movie I love. I'm a baseball
killed me
guy.
That movie.
Yeah, she's like, no, you'll cry at that. I know how you are, And I go, well, all right. Well, what do you think? And she goes, Top Gun, and I'm like, Goose. And then the tears. It's a good goose bit.
And what about real life? What gets you going around?
Now, in real life, because I was just saying this to John as I was walking in, have you ever had a moment where you start to tear up where you didn't expect it?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I don't know what this is. And I don't know if it's that I'm a dad now, or maybe my marriage was going well that day. Every married guy knows what I'm talking about. You have these zones where you're like, wow, man, I really love my wife. And then it fades. And then it comes back again. And we were in a good zone. And I'm driving, and Eric Clapton's Wonderful Tonight comes on.
Oh, you was.
Yeah. And I'm crying, and all of a sudden I'm hearing it. You know when all of a sudden something means something more to you? And I just said to you, I said, I bet you'll find the funny in this. Because I'm recording an album tomorrow night in Philly.
Right.
And the whole theme of the comedy album is that it's just me messing around and just a lot of riffing, a lot of undeveloped bits that I hope ad-lib into something.
Okay.
And whatever doesn't work, I edit out. That's the beauty of recording. So I just wrote down the lyrics to Wonderful Tonight.
Okay.
And like, I don't know why or where the funny is yet and why this makes me cry. Like, can you imagine? Could you? Why? He's looking at the time. Why? Oh, God. Why am I reading the lyrics when you have the
I'm forgetting. Hey, we're on Classic Rock Radio. This is Eric Clapton's Wonderful Tonight.
We're a radio station.
Live from Philadelphia.
Come on, come on. What makes you cry?
I don't even know. It was just the thought
she
was... I always thought this song... Okay, stop it for a second.
Okay.
Maybe because whenever you're a comedian and you hear a comedian do a song parody...
Right.
Like, there was a comedian, Pat Godwin, you probably know. He used to be on your show all the time.
Right.
He always did the Wonderful Tonight, and then he would go, hurry up!
Right.
Like she was taking too long to get ready.
Exactly.
That was his bit, right? The song was it's late in the evening, brushing her long blonde hair, and he's like, come on! Right? But for some reason, that's what I always thought the song was about, and I'm driving, and I'm listening, and I'm like, no, this song's about her being, like, so wonderful that she doesn't even know it.
Hence the name Wonderful Tonight.
Yeah. And I'm going, I was like in this zone with my wife, you know, where she was just being like great, you know. When you watch your wife raise your kids, you do have those moments where you're like, oh my God, is she good at this? And it didn't mean hurry up anymore. And I'm like, because she was so good that he, like, the last. Skate to the end of the song. The last line.
You can't just skip around. Right.
Oh, boy, you don't have fast forward. We can play everything, but we can't skip ahead. Dude, I got the lyrics on my phone. You want to piss off John DeBella?
Right. Take a long
linger,
time.
Linger. Be unprepared. He probably knows the last song.
And you're looking wonderful tonight. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
No, don't. You want to piss a comedian out? Is do a hard out without a punchline. I'll call in on the ride
home. I've been waiting for 10 minutes.
You guys kill me. So give me the bit. Maybe that's what we'll figure out. What's the bit on that? Crying?
Right.
I'm doing the mess around recording. Crying at Wonderful Tonight. The goose will work on stage.
The goose will work on stage.
Maybe that's what I do and then I go into the goose.
Right. Now, I'm just sort of curious. If you're telling people here on the air with us
that
you're going to go in there with no plan. Right?
No. There's a plan. I'm not an idiot.
The plan is to ask the audience what he should do.
No, sometimes that comes out funny. What if you got a guy in the front row that says something and that makes you think of something else? That's the beauty of ADD. It can go somewhere.
You didn't take the medicine today, did you?
I did take it. That's the problem. If I wasn't on it, I'd come up with something weird on Wonderful Tonight. You know, I got another Rocky bit that I'll be doing tomorrow night, too.
Okay.
It's Philly, so
in town shooting the movie.
Yeah, well, Creed 2, right?
Creed 2,
is Stallone around?
Yeah, he's around.
Yo, Sly, if you could come to my show tomorrow night, like, that would mean a lot, you know? Absolutely. I mean, come on.
Do you know who else is in town?
Let me think. The guy that's playing Creed's son, maybe?
Cuff and Link.
Cuff and Link are around.
Right. No, really. Cuff and Link.
The real Cuff and Link.
The real. They're 44 years old, and they're in town for the movie.
Are they really?
They're reprising their role. Right?
I wrote a little parody. I wrote a whole play that was parodying Rocky, where Cuff and Link is not turtles. It's like potbelly pigs that he has named Carlin and Pryor, and the rest.
Maybe you can workshop that at the show tonight too.
And the rest are marbles. Wow! Do you ever eat pork, kid? It's good. It makes great sandwiches. Kid.
Show Matt
makes great pulled pork sandwiches.
It's appearing tonight and tomorrow night.
Swear to God, I'll be
for
funny.
Two shows.
Why do
7:30 and 10? You better be. You're charging people. Heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. All right, I just want you to know this bit's got me tearing up. I just.